Enjoy superb all-around health and fitness. Resolve today that you are going to live to be 80 or 90 years old. Decide that you are going to dance at your grandchildren's weddings and that you're going to feel terrific about yourself all the days of your life from this moment forward. This is the most wonderful time in all of human history to be alive in terms of health and longevity. It's never been more possible for you to live longer and live better than today. In the last 100 years, the average lifespan has increased from less than 50 years to more than 77 years, and it is increasing every year. One of the fastest growing population groups in our society are those people who are more than 80, 90, and even 100 years old. Your goal should be to live as long as they do. Your future intentions, your long-term visions and goals have an inordinate impact on your present decisions and actions. Sometimes I ask my seminar audiences, how many of you have decided how long you intend to live? Most people are surprised at the question. In general, people do not like to think too much about the fact that they will not live forever. So what they do is they put off thinking about long life at all. When I ask this question, most people respond with a combination of confusion and discomfort. However, if you say that you want to live to be 80, you now have a focal point. You now have a place where you can put the X in your life. You can now examine every single part of your life to determine whether or not the way you are living is likely to get you to the age of 80. One of the smartest things you can do right now is to simply stop doing anything that may interfere with your living a long, healthy life. If you'll just stop doing certain things that are harmful and start doing other things that are helpful, you can change your health dramatically in a very short period of time. Remember that there are only 4 ways to change. You can do more of some things. You can do less of other things. You can start doing something that you have not done before, or you can stop doing something that is not particularly helpful to you in achieving your goals. In the long run, you are always free to choose what you do or what you don't do. You are in control. You are responsible. In terms of your physical health, you are where you are and what you are largely because of yourself. So what are your values with regard to physical fitness and well-being? How important is physical health to you? How high does it rank in your hierarchy of importance? How do you think about physical well-being, and how often do you think that way? Remember, you become what you think about most of the time. People who are fit and healthy think about fitness and health much of the time. They think about physical well-being morning, noon, and night. They organize their entire lives around the specific behaviors and activities that will assure that they live a long, happy life. And so should you. Good health is something that most people take for granted until they are deprived of it. Most people do not think about their health at all until they have a problem, an illness, or an accident that forces them to think about their health almost exclusively. Start off by clarifying your values in the area of personal health. Some of the values associated with health and fitness are happiness, energy, beauty, discipline, self-control, personal mastery, persistence, and fitness. Which of these values most appeal to you? Which value is most important to you? Which comes second? Which comes third? And so on. Remember, motivation requires motive, and the clearer you are about your values regarding your health and your well-being, the easier it is for you to make both the decisions and sacrifices necessary to assure a long, happy life. What is your long-term vision for your health? Project forward 5 or 10 years into the future. If your health were perfect in every respect, what would you look like? How would you feel? Make out a dream list. Describe your perfect self and lifestyle in terms of health and fitness. How much would you weigh? How much would you exercise each week? How many hours per night would you sleep? What time would you go to bed and what time would you get up? What sort of physical activities would you engage in on a regular basis? If your physical life were perfect in every respect, what would you be doing and how would you be doing it? Set specific goals for your desired levels of physical fitness, health, and well-being. To set proper goals, you must select the critical success factors or measures that are associated with health and fitness. Do a complete analysis of yourself at the current time. Be perfectly honest with yourself. Create a baseline that you can compare your progress against. Ask yourself some of the following questions. How much do you weigh? How many hours per night do you sleep? What is your waist size? How often do you exercise each week? How many minutes per week do you exercise? How much and what kinds of foods do you eat? How healthy and nutritious is your diet? How much alcohol do you drink daily and weekly? What time do you go to bed at night? What time do you get up in the morning? And how would you rate your health overall on a scale of 1 to 10? Any one of these measures can be the focal point for your goal of achieving superb levels of health and fitness. For myself, I've determined that my waist size is where I put the X in my physical life. Everything that I do or fail to do with regard to diet, exercise, sleep, and overall fitness can be quite easily measured by the size of my waist at any given time. This is my personal focal point because it gives me a quick measure of success in every other area. What is yours? Identify the knowledge and skills you will require to achieve and maintain superb levels of physical health. The reason that most people do not learn and grow in any area is because they assume that they already know everything they need to know. They make the dangerous assumption that their personal knowledge is all the knowledge that exists on a particular subject. As a result, they make no effort to learn and apply anything new. This attitude makes it impossible for them to learn and grow. One of the smartest things you can do is to begin with the assumption that there's a lot that you don't know in an important area of your life. Assume for a moment that much of what you do know is inaccurate or incomplete. Become a student. Be like a child. Be open to all kinds of ideas, information, and influences. Approach the area of health and fitness as though there have been incredible breakthroughs in knowledge, which is true, and that any one of these great ideas can have an inordinate impact on how long you live and how good you feel about yourself. For example, I received a letter recently from one of my seminar graduates. As a result of following my teachings, he had changed his career, upgraded his skills, tripled his income, and become a millionaire in less than 10 years. But he had been completely unsuccessful in getting rid of about 20 pounds of excess weight. Then, one day, while he was listening to one of my audio programs, he heard me explain the importance of eliminating the three white poisons from his diet. These three white poisons are 1, white flour products, 2, sugar, and 3, salt. This had never occurred to him before, so he decided to give it a try. In less than 5 months, he dropped the 20 pounds completely. He wrote and told me that this weight loss had transformed his life. He felt better about himself. He had more energy, slept better at night. He looked better. He felt more effective and confident in his work and in all his interactions with other people. He was both amazed and delighted that it was a single piece of information that enabled him to achieve a health goal he had had for almost 10 years. There are physical fitness and health skills that you can learn that will assure that you live a long, lean, healthy, and fit life. There are thousands of books and articles on the subject. You can join a health club and begin a physical fitness program. You can take yoga lessons and learn how to stretch your body and improve your overall health. You may learn aerobics or practice some other physical fitness routine. You may learn a new sport or begin jogging or swimming. In every case, you should assume that there are wonderful ideas and methods available to you that can help you to dramatically improve your levels of health and well-being. Become a lifelong student of the best ideas for long life. Developing new habits and behaviors is central to the focal point process. To achieve superb levels of physical and mental health, there are specific things that you can do every single day that will virtually guarantee you long life and happiness. Your goal is to learn and practice them until they become automatic. The good news is that all the research has been done. All the answers have been found. Tens of thousands of men and women have been interviewed and observed over 10, 20, and 30 years to determine exactly what behaviors lead to the very highest levels of health and well-being. Now we know what to do and what not to do. Here are what I call the 7 secrets of superb health. The first secret of health, happiness, and long life is proper weight. You should aim to be slightly under your ideal weight, whatever it is, according to the height and weight charts. Unfortunately, being overweight is a major health problem. There's a simple 5-word formula for weight control. It is this. Are you ready? Eat less and exercise more. Eat less and exercise more. Hundreds of thousands of people lose weight and keep it off every year, and so can you. Set your ideal weight as a goal. Make a plan. Work on your plan every single day. Never deviate from your plan or allow exceptions until you achieve your ideal weight. Then, dedicate yourself to staying at or below your ideal weight for the rest of your life. The second secret of superb health is proper diet. When researchers examined the diets of Olympic athletes from more than 120 countries, they found that these high-performance diets all had 3 things in common. First, the athletes ate a wide variety of foods. This assured that they received a full spectrum of nutrients. Second, these athletes ate a lot of lean source protein. This is protein that is low in fat, such as fish, chicken, and high-quality beef or pork. Some of them were vegetarians who ate soy-based foods and tofu, but they all avoided fatty foods. The third factor that the high-performance diet had in common was that the athletes drank lots of water. In fact, you need about 1 gallon of water per day to keep your system entirely flushed and cleansed of toxins and functioning at its best. The key to eating an excellent diet is fairly simple. Eat more fruits and vegetables. Eat lean source proteins. Eat lots of whole grain products, such as whole wheat bread and bran muffins. Drink lots of water, at least 1 8-ounce glass per hour. And especially, avoid sugar, salt, and white flour products. The third secret of superb health is proper exercise. Ideally, you should exercise and articulate every joint in your body every single day, even if you only take a few minutes in the morning to stretch and warm up your muscles. You should exercise 3 to 5 times each week, 30 to 60 minutes each time. One of the best focal points for physical health is for you to set a goal to exercise 200 to 300 minutes each week. You then carefully track the number of minutes you exercise each day to be sure you hit your target. You can get your 200 to 300 minutes of exercise each week by walking, bicycling, jogging, swimming, or working out with various pieces of equipment at home or at a gym. You can get your quota of hours and minutes on a treadmill or a life cycle. Many people say that they don't have the time to exercise regularly. However, every study shows that the more physical exercise you engage in on a daily and weekly basis, the more energy you have. The more you exercise, the less sleep you require. The brighter and sharper you are when you work, and the more productive you are at everything you do. Investing time in regular exercise has a very real positive payoff in improved performance and longer life. The fourth secret of superb health is proper rest and relaxation. According to the experts, most working people are getting too little sleep and functioning in a semi-fog each day. You need 7 to 8 hours of sleep per night to function at your very best. In times of stress and overwork, you need even more. Don't shortchange yourself. Take at least one full day off from work each week. On this day, you discipline yourself to do absolutely nothing associated with work. You relax completely. You refuse to read, make telephone calls, work on your computer, or catch up with your assignments or responsibilities. Instead, you sleep in, go for a walk, watch television, go to a movie with your family, or go out for dinner with your spouse. But don't do any work at all for at least one full day each week. Take mini vacations of 2 and 3 days as often as you can, once per month if possible. During this time, refuse to take any work along with you. Just relax, exercise, sleep, and spend time with the important people in your life. In addition, you should take 1, 2, and 3 week vacations every year during which you do nothing but rest and rejuvenate. The more rested you are, the brighter, sharper, more alert, and productive you will be at your work and in every other area of your life. You will get more done by taking more time off. The fifth secret of superb health is for you to take proper nutritional and dietary supplements. I began studying nutrition when I was 21 years old. I was absolutely amazed to discover that most of the foods that we eat today do not include sufficient vitamins, minerals, and trace elements for maximum performance. Now, some people say you can get all the nutrients you need if you just simply eat a balanced diet. But experts have demonstrated over and over that you would need to eat as much as 20 pounds of food each day to get all the nutrients you require for optimal health. Do your homework. Read and study about health and nutrition. Take vitamin and mineral supplements. Sometimes the addition of a single ingredient like iron, selenium, or chromium, if your body requires it, can have a transforming effect on your overall feelings of health and well-being. The finest vitamin and mineral supplements ever developed by the most advanced biochemists and nutritional experts are available to you today from a variety of sources. Do your research, select the very best combination for you, and begin taking the supplements you need to perform at your best. The sixth secret of superb health is to stop smoking. Smoking is probably the very worst voluntary thing that you can do to your body. Smoking has been associated with 32 different diseases, ranging from cancers of the nose, throat, larynx, lungs, esophagus, and stomach, all the way through to arterial sclerosis, heart disease, diminished brain function, osteoporosis, and gingivitis, a gradual deterioration of the gum tissue that leads to foul breath and rotten teeth. The seventh secret of superb health is moderate to nil alcohol consumption. An enormous number of physical, mental, and social problems are caused by excessive alcohol consumption, from family arguments through to traffic accidents, sclerosis of the liver, brain damage, and a variety of physical problems. The ancient Greeks had a saying, "Moderation in all things." This is a wonderful piece of advice for not only alcohol consumption, but for every other part of your physical health regimen. Decide today upon the daily activities that you're going to engage in to achieve and maintain high levels of physical health and well-being. Write them down. Make a schedule and a plan. Put health and fitness into your daily agenda, the same as you would an appointment with an important client. Move health and fitness activities up to a higher level on your hierarchy of values and goals. Put other activities aside and put off lower value tasks so that you have more time to take excellent care of yourself. This is one area where you should never procrastinate or delay. So what one action commitment are you going to make today to begin moving towards superb levels of physical well-being? Whatever it is, resolve to do it now. Start the game. Put the ball in play. Launch into a lifetime program of healthy living and physical fitness, and then never stop. My first job, after leaving high school without graduating, was washing dishes in the back of a small hotel. This was the first of a series of laboring jobs, stacking lumber in a sawmill, digging wells, working on farms and ranches, putting nuts on bolts in a factory production line that occupied me for the first few years of my so-called career. The turning point in my life was when I discovered the law of cause and effect, the great law of the universe and human destiny. I learned that everything happens for a reason. I discovered that success is not an accident. Failure is not an accident either. I also discovered that people who are successful in any area are usually those who have learned the cause and effect relationships between what they wanted and how to get it. They then did repeatedly what other successful people did in a particular area until they got the same results. This insight changed my life. Here's the bottom line. You can learn anything you need to learn to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. There are no real limits except the limits you place on yourself and on your own potential. You see, no one is really better than you, and no one is really smarter than you. They just may be better or smarter in different ways, at least for the present. If someone is doing better than you are today, it's probably because he or she has discovered the cause and effect relationships before you have. And anything that anyone else has done within limits, you can do as well. The fact that someone else has achieved a worthy goal is the very best proof that you can achieve that goal as well. Just do what they have done until you get the same result that they have gotten. The world is full of people who are deluding themselves into thinking that they can do what failures do, and somehow, by some miracle, they're going to get the results that successful people get. Even worse, they think that they can do little or nothing at all, and by some great stroke of luck, all their problems will be solved and their dreams will come true. But this is not the way the world works. Wolfgang von Goethe, the German philosopher, once wrote, "To have more, you must first be more. To achieve more in your outer world, you must go to work on your inner world and on developing yourself. There are no lasting shortcuts. There is no other way." Personal and professional development is the most powerful tool that you can use to achieve any goal you can set for yourself. You can move yourself from wherever you are to wherever you want to go by simply learning how others have done it before you and then by following the paths that they have already blazed. You've heard it said that the average person uses only 10% of his or her potential. According to the Stanford Brain Institute, however, it is actually closer to 2%. The average person has enormous reserves of potential that he or she habitually fails to use. Nature is exceedingly generous. She provides each person with an abundance of abilities and possibilities, most of which go untapped throughout life. If you were to use only a small additional percentage of your inborn capabilities, you could probably double and triple your results. You could accomplish things far beyond anything that you have ever done up to now. You could be healthier, happier, and more prosperous than you've ever imagined. Abraham Maslow once wrote that the story of the human race is the story of men and women selling themselves short. Most people settle for far less than they are truly capable of. Most people create all kinds of justifications and rationalizations for poor performance, They convince themselves, or allow themselves to be convinced, on the flimsiest evidence that they lack the potential and ability of other people who are temporarily doing better than they are. They then settle for a mediocre existence rather than committing themselves to breaking their own mental shackles and escaping from their own mental prisons. When you see a person like Arnold Schwarzenegger, you do not dismiss his muscular development by attributing it to luck or genetics. You know that he has worked for many years and invested thousands of hours to develop himself physically. But does Arnold Schwarzenegger have a single muscle in his body that you don't have in your body? The fact is that every male is born with 610 muscles. Women, of course, are different. Every man starts off with the same muscular structure that Arnold Schwarzenegger started off with as a skinny teenager growing up in Graz, Austria. The only difference is that Arnold Schwarzenegger has developed his muscles, and the average person has not. In terms of mental ability and potential, most people are quite similar. Everyone has the same brain structure. Everyone has a variety of potential talents and abilities. Some people may start off with greater natural advantages and personal endowments, but on average, each person has the ability to develop himself far beyond anything he's achieved so far. To realize your full potential for personal and professional growth and development, begin with your values as they apply to your own abilities. As you know, your values are always expressed in your words and actions. You can always tell what your values are by looking at what you do and how you respond to the world around you. Your values are the root causes of your motivations and your behaviors. Now, some values that you might select with regard to your personal growth are excellence, self-actualization, intelligence, skillfulness, achievement, and personal mastery. My primary value in terms of personal development can be summarized in the concept of realizing my full potential. I believe that each person has the potential to do something wonderful with his or her life. I believe that within each person there is a giant waiting to come out. I believe that each person can do vastly more than he or she has ever done before if he or she only learns how. That's my fundamental value. What is yours? Create a long-term vision for yourself in the area of personal growth. Project forward 5 or 10 years and imagine that you were developed fully in every important part of your life. Idealize and see yourself as outstanding in every respect. Refuse to compromise on your personal dreams. What level of skill or ability would you have in your field? What level of status and prestige would you have attained as the result of your superb performance at what you do? What kind of work would you be doing, and at what level would you be doing this work? How would you think and feel about yourself as the result of being one of the very best at what you do? If you had no limitations at all, what would be your vision for how you would develop yourself in the months and years ahead? Now, take your vision and crystallize it into specific goals. Here's a good way to start. Take out a piece of paper and write down 10 goals that you would like to achieve in the area of personal and professional development in the months and years ahead. Write in the present tense, exactly as if you were already the person you intend to be. Determine exactly what you want to be able to do. Decide the person you want to become. Describe exactly what you will look like when you become truly excellent in your field and your personal life. Then, review this list of 10 goals and select the one goal that, if you achieved it, would have the greatest positive impact on your life and on your career. Put a circle around that goal and move that goal to a clean sheet of paper. Create a schedule for achieving this goal. Set deadlines for achieving certain benchmarks. Set sub-deadlines as well. Make a list of everything that you can think of that you'll have to do to achieve personal excellence in that area. Organize your list into a plan by setting priorities on each of the items. Gather the books, materials, equipment, and other resources you will need to begin working on yourself and your goal. Then, take immediate action on at least one item in your plan to get the process started. Resolve to do something every day until you are successful in that area. Never stop working on yourself until you become the kind of person you would ideally most like to be. Jim Carrey, the actor, when he was just starting out, had a vision and a goal to be paid $10 million for acting in a movie. He made out a check to himself for this amount, and he carried it with him everywhere. He looked at it continually, and he never stopped believing in his ability to earn $10 million for a single picture. Meanwhile, he worked on his craft. He took every role he could possibly get and threw his whole heart into performing that role the very best he possibly could. He developed his ability to speak, to dramatize, and to entertain. He continually stretched his own envelope of performance. He took every lesson that he could take and studied every element of professional acting he could learn from the people around him. After years of hard work, his dream finally came true. He received $10 million for his role in Batman 3. Before he was 40, he was earning $20 million per film. He makes one or two movies each year. He had a clear vision and a dream, and he never lost sight of it. Most importantly, he continued to work on himself and his craft until he was the kind of person who was worth $20 million per picture. Set specific measures on each of your goals. If your goal is to excel in your field, determine how you'll be able to know when you've achieved it. Decide how you could measure your progress and evaluate your success. Perhaps you can use as a measure the number of hours that you study in your field each week. Perhaps you can measure the number of books you read or the number of audio programs that you listen to. Perhaps you can measure your progress by the number of appointments you get or the number of sales you make as the result of your growing skills. Compare yourself against these measures on a regular basis. The more precise your measures and the more you pay attention to them, the better you will become in that area and the greater progress you will make. Here are some key goal questions that you can ask and answer for yourself. What additional knowledge do you need to be the best in your field? What additional skills must you acquire to do your work in an excellent fashion? What subjects do you need to study and become conversant with? What skills can you improve that will help you the most in your work or career? What are the key result areas of your job? What must you absolutely positively be excellent at doing to lead your field? What are your core competencies today, and what new competencies will you have to develop to excel in your field in the future? What is your plan to excel in each of these areas? What is your plan to acquire these critical skills? And here's the great one. What one skill or ability, if you developed and did it in an excellent fashion, would have the greatest positive impact on your life and your career? You first determine your values, your vision, your goals, and the knowledge and skill you will require to achieve them. You decide upon the ways that you will measure your progress toward each of them. You then do something every day that makes you better in some way. You read, take courses, listen to audio programs, and practice your new skills, and never stop improving. Select the specific habits and behaviors that you will need to practice every day to become the person you want to become. These could be the habits of clarity, planning, thoroughness, studiousness, hard work, determination, and persistence. Perhaps the most important single quality for success is self-discipline. Albert Hubbard, the writer, defined self-discipline as the ability to make yourself do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. Napoleon Hill called self-discipline the master key to riches. Every day, And every hour of every day, you have to practice self-discipline. You have to command yourself to do what is right, necessary, and important, or by default, you will end up doing what is fun, easy, and unimportant. Self-discipline is the quality that enables you to choose to do the most important task, whether you feel like it or not, and stick to it. Self-discipline is the one indispensable quality of all high-performing men and women. There are seven disciplines that you must develop if you want to achieve all that is possible for you. You can learn each of these disciplines through practice and repetition until they become automatic. Here they are. First, the discipline of daily goal setting. Every morning, take 3 to 5 minutes to write out your top 10 goals in the present tense. Get a spiral notebook for this purpose. By writing out your 10 goals at the beginning of each day, you will program them deep into your subconscious mind. This daily goal writing will activate your mental powers. It will stimulate your mind and make you more alert. Throughout the day, you will continually see opportunities and possibilities to help you move more rapidly towards your goals. The second habit is the discipline of daily planning and organizing. Take a few minutes each day, preferably the night before, to plan out every activity of the coming day. Always work from a list. Always think on paper. This is one of the most powerful and important disciplines of all for high performance. The third is the discipline of daily priority setting. The essence of all time management, personal management, and life management is contained in your ability to set the proper priorities on the use of your time. You use the methods described in Session 2 to select the most valuable and important task you could possibly do and start work immediately on that task. This is essential for high performance. Fourth is the discipline of daily concentration on your highest value activities. Your ability to work single-mindedly on your most important task will contribute as much to your success as any other discipline you can possibly develop. Fifth is the discipline of daily exercise and proper nutrition. Your health is more important than anything else. By disciplining yourself to exercise regularly and to eat carefully, you will assure yourself the highest levels of health and fitness throughout life. Sixth is the discipline of daily learning and growth. Your mind is like a muscle. If you don't use it, you lose it. Continuous learning is the minimum requirement for success in any field. Seventh is the discipline of taking time daily for the most important people in your life. Remember, relationships are everything. Be sure that in climbing the ladder of success, you do not find it leaning against the wrong building. Build time for your relationships into every day, no matter how busy you get. These seven disciplines will virtually assure that you perform at the very highest level and get the greatest satisfaction and results from everything you do. There is a simple, practical, proven self-development formula that you can use to double your income in the years ahead. I developed this formula at the beginning of my career, and I've taught it to many thousands of people. The only complaint that I've ever received on this formula is that it is too conservative. Most people who practice this formula each day report extraordinary improvements in their lives. These changes take place quickly, often within a couple of days. Try it and see for yourself. I call it the 1000% formula. This 1000% formula is based on the law of incremental improvement. This law says that by the yard it's hard, but inch by inch, anything's a cinch. No matter how excited or determined you are, change and progress takes place slowly. It takes you your entire life to become the person you are today. It takes a period of hard work and determination to become someone different. We do not usually make significant and lasting changes in quantum leaps. all permanent change is progressive over a long period of time. This type of change requires patience and discipline. It is only this type of change that is truly worthwhile and enduring. Here's a question for you. Is it possible for you to increase your overall productivity, performance, and output by 0.1% over the next 24 hours? In other words, could you become 1/1,000th more productive over the next 24 hours if you really wanted to? The truth is that you could probably become 1/1,000th more productive right now in a couple of minutes just by working on a single task of greater importance than something else. Anyone who really wanted to, by setting goals and priorities and by focusing on higher value activities, could increase their overall productivity and performance by 1/1,000th over the next 24 hours. Many people could double or triple their overall productivity in the next 24 hours if they really wanted to. If you continually learn, study, and upgrade your skills, clarify and re-clarify your goals, set better and clearer priorities, and focus on progressively more valuable tasks, you could increase your overall productivity, performance, and output by 0.1% each day, day after day, indefinitely. Because of the law of increasing returns, every effort you make to be more productive in one area will tend to improve your performance in every other area at the same time. You will get better and better results in less time the more you practice. If you become 0.1% more productive each day, 5 days per week, at the end of 1 week, you will be 0.5% more productive. That's 0.1% times 5 equals 0.5 or 0.5%. At the end of 4 weeks, you will be 2% more productive. That's 4 times 0.5% equals 2%. At the end of 52 weeks, you will be 26% more productive than you were at the beginning of the year, which is 13 four-week months times 2% per month equals 26%. This is where the compounding effect of new knowledge and skill begins to work. Every improvement in any part of your work will have an effect on other parts of your work at the same time. As you become better at managing your time, you will become more productive with your customers and clients. As you become more productive with your customers and clients, you will become more competent and effective in other parts of your business. Each improvement will lead to other improvements as well. By becoming 26% more productive over the course of a year and continuing to improve by 0.1% per day, 5 days a week, you will actually double your overall productivity, performance, and output in 2.7 years. If you continue learning, growing, and becoming more effective and efficient, an improvement of 26% per year, compounded over 10 years, will result in an increase of 1,004% in your overall productivity in one decade. Now, since we live in a merit-based society, as you increase your ability to contribute value, the amount you will be paid will increase as well. By improving your overall performance by 1,004%, your income will eventually rise to match the value of your contribution. Many of my students come back to me after 4, 5, and 6 years and tell me that they were able to increase their incomes by 1,000% in just a few years by practicing this formula. In every case, they were absolutely astonished at how quickly they had moved to the top of their fields by the simple act of making small, incremental improvements each day. Well, here are the 7 steps in the 1,000% formula that will guarantee that you become at least 0.1% better daily, 0.5% better each week, 2% better each month, and 26% better each year. First, arise 2 hours before your first appointment and read for 1 hour in your field. This is called the golden hour, and it sets the tone for the rest of the day. Leave the television off, put the newspaper aside, invest the first 60 minutes in yourself and in your mind. This first hour is the rudder of the day. Second, rewrite, and review your major goals each day before you start off. Take a few minutes to write out your goals in a spiral notebook, in the present tense, as though you had already achieved them. This programs them into your subconscious mind to be alert to opportunities to achieve your goals all day long. Third, plan every day in advance. Make a list of everything that you have to do the night before you end your workday, and before you go to bed. This enables your subconscious mind to work on your list while you sleep. Often, when you awake in the morning, you'll have ideas and insights that will enable you to achieve your daily goals faster and more effectively. Fourth, always concentrate on the most valuable use of your time. Select the one task that can have the greatest positive impact on your work life and begin on that task first thing in the morning. Fifth, listen to educational audio programs in your car. Turn your car into a mobile classroom, a university on wheels. Never allow your car to be moving without educational audio programs playing. This activity is so powerful that it alone can give you your 1,000% increase over the years ahead. Sixth, ask two questions after every experience. These are really magic questions in that they enable you to learn and grow more rapidly from everything that happens to you. The two questions are, one, what did I do right? And two, what would I do differently? According to the law of concentration, whatever you dwell upon grows in your experience. Whatever you pay attention to increases in your life. Whatever you focus on, you tend to do better. When you analyze each experience by asking, what did I do right? And what would I do differently? You program yourself to perform even better in each subsequent similar experience. These questions enable you to extract the maximum number of lessons out of each thing you do. They enable you to learn at an accelerated rate. The best news of all is that when you are concentrating on what you did right and what you would do differently, your mind becomes positive, productive, and creative. You become more motivated and more eager to try new things. You become even more likely to apply the insights that you derived from your previous experiences. The seventh and final ingredient in the 1,000% formula is for you to treat everyone you meet like a million-dollar customer. Treat the people you work with the same way you would treat a valuable customer of your firm. Treat each prospect or customer as if they had already purchased $1 million worth of what your company sells and were thinking of doing it again. Especially, treat the people at home as though they were the most valuable people in the world to you, because they are. Remember, you are your most valuable resource. Your earning ability is your most valuable asset. Invest every day in improving yourself as a person and in increasing your ability to earn even more. The difference between a person who earns $25,000 a year and a person who earns $250,000 a year is not that great. And everyone who is earning $250,000 today started off earning $25,000 per year or less. Decide today to develop yourself to the point where you can achieve every financial and personal goal you can ever set and become everything you are capable of becoming.